When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome to the Nerd Party.
We were running wild and so reviled, raising Cain until we got exiled.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Missing Frames. This is the podcast where we watch all the movies we should have seen by this point in our lives. I'm your host, Sean Eastridge. We're hanging out on the Nerd Party Network, a collection of podcasts dedicated to all things entertainment. Check us out at thenerdparty.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @JoinNerdParty and on Instagram at @TheNerdParty. And like the Facebook page, it's just The Nerd Party. And today, my guests, we're getting into the spooky season, and we're getting into the spooky sequel season, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, guests. I've got two guests today. This is very exciting. So we have Sarah, my wife. Welcome.
Hello.
And for the first time in 4 years, we have Alexis Bethay returning to the show.
Hey, guys.
It's a special, special spooky sequel episode. And the reason, Alexis, you are back here is because you've only done one episode of Missing Frames for a certain movie that I had not seen. What is that movie?
It is Hocus Pocus.
That's correct.
Which is a shame you haven't seen it until that point.
I know. And I did. It was thanks to you that now I can say I have seen Hocus Pocus. And now
all and you haven't seen it since.
No. I have not seen it since.
You were not a fan.
No, I was notoriously not a fan. So we're reunited because there is now a Hocus Pocus 2. And I went back and listened to our old episode. I think I'm the only one of the three. And there are many things I learned that I wanted to bring to the table this time around. First of all, I have a podcast, so this might go with the territory, but I talk way too much on the one hand. I was very, very nasty towards Hocus Pocus. That's one thing I learned. The second thing I learned is we were vaguely aware of a Hocus Pocus sequel perhaps happening on what we referred to as a Disney streaming platform, because
really?
Disney Plus did not exist.
I kind of wish I had listened to the episode.
Yes. So it was November 2018. So we must have recorded it right around.
So we saw the future.
We saw the future. Well, they had been talking about it for a while, but I don't think Disney Plus launched until 2019, and then COVID happened and everything went down a black hole, and I still don't know what's happening. But that was one thing I learned. Another thing I learned was that there was talk of a reboot, and you two were not having that.
Oh,
you two were very not into the idea.
I feel like it's Ghosts of Hocus Pocus Past. I mean, I'm like, I don't remember what I said in that episode.
I could tell you two that you said anything and you wouldn't know whether or not
you could
it
just
was
be lying. Possibly like,
I could
wow.
be lying about all of this.
So we didn't want, even with the original cast,
that
we were
was,
like, no. Because
at the time, it sounded like they were talking about doing it without the original cast.
Oh, that's a hard no for me.
Well, it's a hard no.
They only brought back half.
Yeah.
So it's a hard no for all of us. And I was even saying, like, what's the point? Like, what I said... I'm going to try to be a little bit kinder than the way I said it last time. But really, the appeal of Hocus Pocus are the three witches. And it's it's Bette Midler, it's Sarah Jessica Parker, and who's the third one? I can't remember.
Kathy Najimy.
Yeah, thank you. See, it's a good thing I have a film expert on my podcast. But I essentially said, I was like, well, they are the highlight like the reason the movie exists and works on any level that anyone is fond of it is because of the three of them. If you take them out of it, what's the point? And so somebody listened to our Missing Frames episode and said, that's right, what is the point? So they brought those three back.
But only those three.
Only those three. So the kids are not
kids
there.
Are not in it.
Thora Birch is not in it. No. She was my favorite part of the... Well, Bette Midler was my favorite part, but Thora Birch was the best of the kids. I did not like the kids. I don't... I haven't... I truly... The only...
So it's Max?
Max, yes. And Danny, and Allison.
Yeah. Well, thank you, thanks. Alexis. She's the real, real fan.
I also rewatched it this weekend.
Perfect. You had to prep.
Yes.
Good. I have not seen it in 4 years. So all I have to go on is my negative Nancy review from 4 years ago. I know that I hated Max. I really didn't like Max. And I had some very specific ideas of how to improve
how to kill him off.
But you know what? I'm going to let you two talk a little bit about this. How do you feel? I'm literally going to sit out because, frankly, I gave myself a headache listening to myself again. So I want to hear what you two major Hocus Pocus fans, you never thought this is going to happen. We're now 30 years past. I think it is the 30-year anniversary. Was it 92 or 93?
I think it's next year because it came out in 93.
So about 30 years.
Yeah.
How are you two feeling? Talk to each other.
I think they look awesome.
No, I think they look great. The trailer looks super cute and fun.
So I haven't watched the trailer. I don't even know what this one is about.
You're just going in blind.
I don't know. I feel like even if it looked bad, I would be really excited. Like, I just have this problem where I'm like, oh, Hocus Pocus, and I have, like, blinders on. So I'm excited. I'm kind of bummed the kids aren't in it.
I feel like they were, like, the heart.
Well,
and, like,
yeah.
Binks and Danny.
And I wonder if maybe because they're not children anymore, because obviously time has passed, so they would have been adults, and maybe that's why. I just don't know if it was just the new script, like, because again, I haven't seen the trailer, so I don't.
Why they made that decision.
Yeah, I assume they're going to explain why they're not in it. Unless they all died, I don't know.
They're probably yes, they died off screen.
Screen.
Sorry, I just wanted to interject. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were done talking.
No, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, I'm excited for it. I mean, again, they look really good. And I was just excited. I'm just like, oh, the three of them together again. Yeah. But it could be terrible. I don't know.
I think it's going to be hard to, like, get the same, like, charm.
The energy.
The first one, and, like, the camp feel of it. I think it's really hard to recreate. But I believe in the three of them because I just think they're amazing. But we will see.
I think also... when you talk about camp, it's hard to replicate that without it just being, like, stupid and goofy in the modern day. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I'm excited, but it could be terrible.
Here's what I'm very curious about, if I may. If I may join this.
Go ahead.
Because I was not a fan. One of the things we discussed is this a movie? Is Hocus Pocus a movie that you really needed to have grown up with? And my conclusion was I didn't really get anything from it watching it as an adult. And so I don't have a lot of emotional baggage tied into the sequel. I am genuinely, I mean, I'm more excited to reunite the three of us to do this episode. And I'm excited that this movie exists so we could do that. But in general, like, I don't have any expectations for it. And I wonder if the lack of fondness for the original will maybe... I wonder if the tables are going to be turned.
Yeah,
I like it.
So
you're going to
be so into it. We're like,
that was disappointing.
Yeah.
And
then we'll get to hear you talk for an hour.
About how much I loved it.
This is Sean's redemption arc.
This is what the original Hocus Pocus should have been. So, yeah,
I mean, I feel like if it's not great or if I'm not super into it, I don't personally think it's going to change anything.
No,
I can just kind of stick it on the shelf and ignore it. It's kind of how I feel about the Harry Potter movies versus the Fantastic Beasts movies. The new Fantastic Beasts movies exist. I don't like them, but it doesn't change how I feel about the original Harry Potter films, if that makes sense. And I kind of feel like... Well, nowadays, everything's rebooted. Yeah. So you kind of have to take that approach with the things that you loved, especially if they can't do it justice.
Yeah.
So,
also, I was wondering, like, why now? Because people have wanted the second one for 30 years.
That's
true. So it's like, why this story? So I'm like, I have, like, high hopes but low hopes.
Yeah.
I honestly, if I were to guess, and I don't know, I haven't looked at Wikipedia, I would guess that they saw an opportunity because of Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Like, streaming has really opened the doors for a lot of projects that maybe somebody might have been, because Hocus Pocus has a rabid fan following. Like, nowadays, I think you could look at doing a sequel and say, hey, that might actually make some money. But at the time, Hocus Pocus didn't make a whole ton of money. It wasn't super well received, and it wasn't until video that people were really into it. So part of me wonders if it was seen as more of a financial risk to do a Hocus Pocus 2 pre-pandemic, pre-streaming service explosion. And now, because of that flexibility, they're able to say, well, hey, now we really need, you know, this is something that we don't have to do as expensively. We don't have to spend as much money to get it in theaters, and we can just put it on our streaming platform. Yeah.
And it pretty much promotes itself. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you told me, what did you, read that this is the biggest movie they've
debut
had?
Debut for Disney Plus.
Yeah. Which is crazy considering that, I mean, I guess I'd like to know, are they talking about films that debuted exclusively?
I think exclusively, and they didn't give numbers. They did it based off like the first 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
But that's still pretty impressive. Yeah. That's a lot of people tuned into that.
My question is, are they talking about films that have only debuted on Disney Plus?
Yeah,
or
like
films that have simultaneously been released theatrically.
Like Hamilton? Did it beat Hamilton?
Like
that,
Hamilton?
I feel like that was a pretty big draw.
Or does that go into a different category?
Yeah.
Was Black Widow one that they released? I think Black Widow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that was in theaters. I think it was Disney Plus first, though. Wasn't it?
I think it might have been theaters first and then Disney Plus a little bit after.
It's still an accomplishment
for sure. Like, it's still like something. I was just going off on a tangent because I'm like
how
I wonder
you directed
what
directed that towards me.
Yeah,
because like, I was offended.
I realize me trying to come up with excuses makes it sound like I'm like, no, that's crazy. It couldn't have been the most. But like, in all reality, it's a huge success for them. So clearly there was an audience for it. It did do really well, and maybe streaming numbers work out better than theatrical dollars.
And
do we
think this is going to be like a trilogy? Like, are they leaving the door open?
Are they going to keep doing it?
Because at the end of Hocus Pocus, they all die. But then there's a little teaser. there's a teaser of like the spell book.
Right,
Winifred's spell book is like, it opens. Oh, so it kind of gives you a like, oh, their essence is still there. And I'm assuming that will be the lead into this. We will see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, are they going to die again at the end of this? Or are we just going to like keep going? I'm curious.
I think if I know Disney, they will leave the door open.
They're like, and now a 10 episode miniseries about the neighbor of the witches.
The neighbor. They'll do a prequel series of them as teenagers. They'll do one about
them in the 1600s.
Yes.
They'll do a Thora Birch side. Yeah, they'll have all the spinoffs and everything.
It'll be great.
If I know Disney.
It's the Hocus Pocus universe.
What do you two need from this experience to
Binks
feel like this week?
Sorry.
I'm just like, how do you not have Binks?
Yeah, and again, I haven't seen the trailer. I haven't been spoiled, and Binks obviously dies. Yeah. Like, everyone dies. So
was it the cat?
Yes, yeah. Binks. I just want more Binks. Binks. I love Binks.
Yeah. I think it's going to be hard because the three witches are back. They're going to be amazing. But the kids were the heart of the story. So it's like you have to get as invested in these new people. Mm. And I don't know. I'm already invested in the three Sanderson sisters. But
yeah,
we'll see how they can pull that story in.
What I'm hoping, because my complaint about the first one was I didn't really like the kids. I loved the witches.
I hadn't heard that before.
I wanted the witches to be like, I was like,
Take everyone down, absolutely.
But like, I wanted them to, they kind of they didn't really focus on this idea of like, oh, fish out of water. They're like, they don't know what's going on. They don't know where they are. They touch on it, but they don't commit to it fully. Yeah. There was a joke that I think you said, Alexis, about how they go to the dance and they immediately know how to use the microphones. Yeah. And it's like, they didn't know what a school bus was, but they know what microphones
are. Oh, there was like
a
joke about like, pull over, show me your driver's license. And I'm like, where did you learn that?
Yeah, what is the driver's license? Yeah. So I hope that they are kind of the center. And in that case, that would solve the problem that you're worried about like, oh, these new kids, I don't care about them. And as long as the witches take center stage,
I think they have
happy.
To
yeah
but I mean, what do I know?
Very curious. It's a different creative team than the first one. I think somebody who produced Hocus Pocus one is involved, but other than that, I think it's just the three of them, and for the most part it's like, I think the woman who directed it, I can't remember her name, but she's done like episodes of This Is Us and some other TV and things like that. So we'll see, maybe a fresh perspective.
I'm going to lose it if you
love
Sean's this.
Amazing.
Well, let's go watch it and we'll find out if you're going to indeed lose it. which I hope you do.
Now available to own on video cassette.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
All right, we're back. We are all wearing blankets because for some reason it's freezing in this house now. We could turn on the heat, but we didn't. We're way too tired for that. Yeah. But all right, ladies, as the fangirls, the Hocus Pocus fangirls in this group, how do you feel?
I have mixed feelings.
I liked it.
Okay, Alexis, mixed feelings.
I love the Sanderson sisters. They carried the film, but it's just... I was not emotionally attached to the new kids. I got more attached as it went on. But I think it's because the opening started with the Sanderson girls. So you didn't have like the build up to the new characters.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Sarah?
I liked it. Okay. I was actually surprised.
It was a lot better than I thought. I was very worried.
Well, I was laughing like right out of the gate.
I have to say Sean probably laughed the most.
I laughed a lot.
Sean cackled.
I did. I liked it more, but obviously, you know, it would have been nice to watch the first one again just to see. I don't have super... I have fond memories of watching it with you two. I don't have super fond memories of the film itself. But I think my complaint about the first Hocus Pocus was I wasn't really into anything. Mm-hmm. And this one, at least, because they were back and they were into it and they were having fun. And Tony Hale was there to distract me. So that certainly helped. Yeah. But I think it was really fun to see them back again.
They seem like they were having a blast. Yes. Like the actresses.
They really went for it.
Gave it their all, which I thought was
amazing.
And like
the drag queen competition.
Yes, that was so good.
I was glad they got another song and dance sequence into the film. That was one of the things I really enjoyed about the first movie. But I agree about... I didn't like the kids in the first one at all. And these kids, I guess at least there was a story there. I can't really remember the first one. It was like Max is just...
Well, he was new in town. Yes. His little sister. And I feel like everyone loved Danny so much. Her and Binks.
Yeah.
I did like that they used the book as like the new Binks because Disney, you always need like a pet sidekick.
Yes.
That will sell many, many toys.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that, but yeah.
They could have had the cat be... What's his name again? Couldn't they? They could have just gotten a random voice. And he's like, I'm back. I live in all black cats on Halloween. And I mean, come up with some excuse
for
it.
That cat still could have been him.
Yeah.
We don't really know. It's true. It seemed more, I don't know. It didn't seem like a regular cat. Yeah,
I think. And now in the 21st century, we cannot show a cat being run over in film. No. Something, you know,
it'll
I don't know.
Make kids cry.
Yeah. That's something that was deeply disturbing about Hocus Pocus that was not in this film. But I think it kind of annoyed me that they at the end it felt like they were trying to tease we were joking about spinoffs and sequels, but then they actually were kind of going there.
We can do a third Black Candle. We can do a spinoff with a girl.
Yes, the girl, like them being like, oh, you're a witch now.
Although I do like that addition of like another witch. That was like a nice fresh thing that the first one didn't have. Because one of the kids in the first one had any magical powers.
I liked that. It was just hard to get. I think the kids, the actors were good. And they had nothing to work with as far as they were really just there to be like, we've got to do this. We've got to do that. And also, we used to be friends. Emotional subplot. Kind of, but not really, sort of rushed.
I like misread it completely at first, and I thought they were ex-girlfriends.
Yes,
and
so
then
too.
She, I don't know. Okay, so I'm not, was like, oh, interesting, cool.
At first, it was like, oh, it's progressive.
And then now
Disney.
She's dating this bumbly guy.
Which we love
him.
He's great.
I was like, give him the spinoff.
He was the best, They always make the wrong person the main character. They should have made him the main character.
He was adorable.
Yeah.
Where did he end up? Is he still passed out in the street?
Oh, yeah. We don't know what happened to him. Did he didn't get run over?
There were some...
No, because the three of them just...
Yeah, they just walked off.
They strolled off. What happened to them?
Girl power.
Did I miss something?
That's no. It. Yeah, boys are dumb. Girls rule. Boys drool. Yeah, there were a lot of like... especially, I think, around the point of the Halloween festival, the movie got like really like cut happy. Like it felt like there were like scenes missing and the editing. It was like... it was almost like they were editing it live as we were watching it, and they realized we were getting tired and needed to record. So they're like, let's just cut really quickly together. So the movie started to feel more incoherent technically as it went on. Like there were moments where like when Tony Hale was... I forgot that he really wanted an apple. So when they were showing those close-ups of him like staring at people, I was like, what's the joke in here? And then when he was staring at the apple, I was like... Am I missing something? Like, I didn't know if that was supposed to be funny. And then his daughter is like, oh, my dad didn't get the apple. And I'm like, oh, that's right. So maybe it's me.
I think they had a lot of storylines going on and they couldn't figure out which was the biggest one to go with.
And again, they should have focused on the witches because they started with the witches, and they kind of introduced this idea of like, oh, we love each other. We have to stick together. They become witches. And then that woman at the beginning who never appears again. Who was that? Was that
somebody? Why did she just give her her magic book? Does she have another magic book?
She's credited as like Mother Witch or something on IMDb.
I want to see if this is like a... I'm now jumping on to...
She's in Ted Lasso.
I know. I love her.
So Hannah Waddingham?
Yes.
So yeah, I didn't know if she was like... Okay, so she was in Game of Thrones... I couldn't tell if, like, I thought she was going to come back and be the villain at the end.
Well, she's like the crow. Like, you see her flying at the end towards the girls.
Okay.
So it's like, there's another.
She's the mother witch.
Okay, but it just happened so fast. Oh, Sean. It was because they spent so much time on it. I was expecting her to come back and be like, I'm the evil witch. And then the sisters would have to fight her. And then that didn't happen. They spent a lot of time in that flashback setting up.
Well, she doesn't have a coven. So she's just like the last witch, kind of.
Yeah.
Or it was the first confusing. Witch.
Yeah, it was confusing. It was,
I don't know. It just like...
You need to infer. Inference.
Yeah. I made an inference.
Yeah.
I think that's my biggest thing is I wish they had kept... Now that the witches aren't the focus, like they certainly take up a good amount of time and they again are the best part of the movie. I would have sacrificed the kids' story and like setting up like potential spinoffs.
They had too much going on and they couldn't figure out what they wanted the focus to be.
Yeah, and at the end when they brought it back to like, oh, her sisters disappear and suddenly she realizes the error of her ways and that she loves it was like the payoff for the first scene, but then there's an hour and a half of a movie between
they could have cut they a
don't
bit.
Well that they don't reference that at all. And that was like it had a really nice like, oh, it's a nice little emotional punch. And I wish that the movie had been more focused on them and kind of maybe an emotional through line of like, with why them, are we doing this? Do we need to keep doing this?
Well, that's the thing is we don't have the original kid, so that emotional like aspect is gone. And all we have coming in are the witches. That's what you're emotionally attached to. You're not attached to the new girls. And it's just like they fought so hard to stay alive in the first movie and then at the end they're like deuces.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Goodbye. Yeah.
So I think that's, I liked it. And I mean,
I'm going to watch it every year.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
It was great.
Yeah. It was really fun. And it was, it didn't feel like you can, obviously everyone has aged, but like there was still a sense of that energy and fun. And I mean, they didn't feel like they were.
It was great.
Yes.
Oh,
was
so good. Eating the potions.
Yes, yeah, yes that was great.
I think the first act the first act of the movie was probably the strongest.
Yeah.
Or I loved the kids they cast as the young Sanderson sisters. Mm-hmm. Like I thought they were so funny.
Yeah.
It would have been nice. Maybe it should have been a movie.
We'll do a prequel.
Bring the kids. It should have been a time travel movie where they cast a time travel spell where they're like, we wish we were young again, but then somebody bungles it and the young versions of themselves come back and then they have to, the young versions. I'm basically Disney pitching Hocus Pocus 3. Let's just make it all about the Sanderson sisters and get rid of the human characters completely.
Do we know if the actors who play the kids like didn't want to come back, or was this just they were taking a totally fresh take on it?
I think they wanted to. I don't think they were asked back. I feel like if they had at least made a cameo, like,
yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that? Because it's like the movie, if you're going to make a Hocus Pocus 2, you just make it shamelessly. Like, yeah. Here's the cameos of everybody is back. I'm looking, did absolutely zero research
before we recorded this. I'm pretty sure, like, they just weren't even asked back.
Yeah, so.
It's a bummer if that's the case.
Well, it's interesting that they brought Doug Jones back, but then, script. I don't even think there was any scenario in which they'd asked them to come back. Mm-hmm. Now, Thora Birch, I think she's like not acting anymore. Mm. I don't know. I don't remember who the other kids were in that movie, but I don't know.
I think Allison is still acting.
Okay.
Oh, she was approached to be in the sequel.
Oh, Thora really? Birch was?
Well, yeah, this article says Thora Birch explains why Danny Dennison is not in Hocus Pocus 2. She was approached to be in the sequel.
What was her explanation?
It's a long article, guys.
Sounds like the classic clickbait. Okay. She explains why. Oh, I didn't want to.
There were three options we had for how to bring Danny back, all of which I was excited by, she shared. But by the time they got around to filming, I was on to something else.
I see.
Oh, that's a super bummer. Yeah. Well, maybe if we get a Hocus Pocus 3, we'll get the kids back.
Okay, and then Omri Katz is the one who played Max, my favorite cinematic protagonist, whose Wikipedia page does not even have a photo, but it does mention that as of February 2022, he operates a cannabis company.
Oh,
so that could come in handy as well. I did feel like Max was heading in that direction, to be completely honest. Yeah, so
well, he's definitely a retired actor, like listed as a retired actor.
Sure, but I mean, Disney can be like, cute. We're going to throw some money at you to appear in this movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming maybe Thora Birch was the get, and when that didn't work out, they just were like, well, we need to change that storyline.
And at the end of the day, it's like, we got the sisters, let's just... Yeah. If it was a scheduling thing and it was like, we have to work out the witches' schedules or the kids' schedules, but we can't do both, then it's like, well, yeah, commit to the Sanderson sisters and you're good. You can do without the kids. So, yeah, it's weird because I liked this more, but thinking about it, like, compared to the first one in an odd way, like, I can't remember much of the first one, but there was something weirdly... maybe this one felt a bit more clinical than that one. Like, it kind of felt a little bit more stiff than the first one. Like, the first one, I think, is just, like, a random-ass bonkers movie that, like, doesn't seem like... It seems like they, like, accidentally stumbled upon, like, great iconic performances in Bette Midler and the Three Witches, but the movie wasn't supposed to be super good. And this one has to now wrestle with the legacy of, like, a film that doesn't on paper really have a legacy, or doesn't, like, earn the legacy, but because people love the first film so much, there's all of a sudden, like, this feeling of, like, oh yeah, this one is not living up to the first one. I don't know. Am I crazy?
Or
am
I just really cold? I think you're just psychoanalyzing this movie.
I feel like anyone who's a fan of it going in isn't going to be like, it's going to be just as good as the first one. Yeah. Like, everyone's going to have a little bit of a lower expectation.
I think I laughed more in this one than the first
one,
though.
This one's for sure funnier. First one's, like, scarier.
Yeah.
This one, they played into it. They were like, this is, like, the strong, like we're really good at.
We're middle-aged. Yeah. Let's go for broke.
I agree. No, I just want to listen. I want to, because again, like, I had nothing at stake
also,
here.
Also, can we talk about Gilbert?
Oh.
And he wanted to bring them back, and then 1 second later, he was like, I regret this.
He's a wackadoo. Like, what did you think would happen? You know about their entire history and that they want to eat children, but you're like, it's cool. I was like, bring them back.
What is happening with him and his storyline? And he was like, I saw them fly, and I was like, let's bring them back.
And then the kids forgiving him. I'd be like, no, you don't forgive that.
It was weird.
I could not figure that. I was like, either you're a villain or you're not. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I felt very... mixed, conflicted about everything that wasn't the Sanderson sisters.
Yeah.
Because it was very, like...
Except the mayor.
Well, the mayor was Tony. Great. Tony Hale was great.
I feel like Tony Hale's going to be amazing in anything. Yeah. Like, he's just wonderful.
Yeah. I think it's probably because once the Sanderson sisters get there, the movie knows that's what we want to see. Mm-hmm. And it kind of is like, all right, but these guys have to kind of push the plot along. And there has to be something about like stopping the Sanderson sisters. But I think it would have been better if the Sanderson sisters like start off as bad guys. And then and that woman from the beginning who never comes back again ends up being the big baddie. And they're like, oh, we don't want to. We don't want to do that. We don't want to destroy the world. There'll be no more children to eat. And then they decide to be good and save Salem.
I don't know. I see that. I just also don't need that much from this type of movie, to be honest. It's just like I kind of got what I wanted. I got like great costuming, like three fantastic women who made me laugh for like a good hour. Like, you know, and then like the boyfriend was one of my favorite characters. He was so dumb and cute.
And to be fair, I spent a good 40 minutes of the first Hocus Pocus episode deconstructing and rebuilding the plot and script according to my specifications.
You care too much.
And I don't.
Lay your burden down.
I listened to that episode and I was like, God, just shut up. So I'm like, as I talk right now trying to explain what I wanted in Hocus Pocus 2, I also recognize that it's like, it doesn't really matter.
No.
But if somebody gave me that job, that's what I would have done.
Does anyone know what it has on Rotten Tomatoes? I'm just curious.
I think it was like 60 like, something.
Yeah. Okay.
It seems about right.
So fresh 60 or like Rotten 60?
Yeah. It's like, you know, fine. The reviews are fine.
Yeah.
The first movie didn't have good reviews. Like,
it,
you know.
No, it was like super rotten. Or at least on the critic. The audience was probably higher.
Yeah, the audience loves it. Hocus Pocus 2. And this does feel like a little bit more like, it's more functional as a movie, whereas I remember the first one kind of feeling like I was very confused about what it was trying to do. So this
so
one
cute.
At least was
like, where am I? What's happening?
That's what I'm typically like, not just watching these movies, but in general. I don't even know what we're doing right now. I wish I was asleep. But I really do, like this one felt a little more focused, a little more refined. And oddly, in a way, I think that's what I was saying when I was like, it felt a little bit more sterile. Like, I almost missed the sloppy slapdash nature of the first movie. Does that sound right? Or
so
am
we
I
need
crazy?
To revisit.
It sounds like I need to revisit, but I don't think I'm going to like it based on what my four-year-old self, my 4 years ago self. It's so strange to listen to that. Mm-hmm. Like, 4 years, it seems like a long time because it is a long time, but I think COVID has thrown me off completely. But even listening to myself and opinions 4 years ago, I'm like, I know you, but I don't fully understand you.
I think you need to give it some time and you're going to come back in 5 years and go, like, what was I thinking? It's a cinematic masterpiece.
Well, I had such a fondness for seeing them again.
Yeah.
And I did laugh. Like, I laughed a lot.
You laugh,
but it was genuinely funny. Like, I thought, I didn't think the first one was super funny. But
no, this one they leaned in.
They
did well with it, which
and
is
the
nice.
Little dance sequence is great. And then Tony Hale was like, what's this?
I know. I think that was one of my favorite scenes where he's like, oh, okay, I wish I knew the moves.
Yeah, there were so many like throwaway lines that on paper probably just read like, just say it normally. And then Tony Hale's line reading.
He's so good. Like, I'll watch the spinoff show of him just ranting about like caramel apples all day. No problem.
Oh, and also like the comment, like the gothic Golden Girls. I'm like, that's great. Oh, yeah. Great line.
That was fantastic.
I also like, so Doug Jones, they bring him back, which was fun. And he joins up with, what was the guy's name?
Gilbert.
And that felt really choppy too.
They
were like,
well, they would
around.
Disappear off camera and do things and you wouldn't really
know.
Then
they
would come back
the list and I was even like, wait, what is he doing? Oh, that's right.
Gilbert
he's a bad
to,
guy. Yeah. But like, again, like you said, he
but
felt
it's because
bad about it.
The witches gave him that mission like an hour and 15 minutes prior in the film. Yeah. So you're just like, you kind of forget about them.
And then Doug Jones shows up and is like, I'm going to help you. And it's like, all right,
okay.
I guess. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
You have to shoehorn him into the movie somehow. So, but it felt that's, I think if I'm looking at this with my film snob glasses, that's Sarah just made a face at me. I'm sorry. What you
don't
what?
Look at anything without those glasses on.
I don't. Yeah. No, it's right true. It's
yeah,
true.
You should.
It's like drunk goggles where I don't know where I am or what I'm saying, but I just start spouting nonsense. So I, yeah, well, but you know, you said you've been pretty positive about the movie. Why do you feel, you said you were mixed. Alexis, explain.
It's because of the kids.
The kids, okay.
The kids in the first film with Binks is like the heart of the film. Okay. And then the heart of this film is not the Sanderson sisters, but yet they're still trying to make you to like these kids. And you're like, I don't know about them. Let's have the Sanderson sisters just take over Salem. Why not?
It's like a slasher movie where you're like, I don't care if Jason or Freddy or whoever murders these people. I don't need to spend that much time with them. It is. It's kind of like that. So it is very similar to other Halloween movies in that respect, where you do want the witches to murder and win. Because the kids aren't interesting.
I just wish there's a little more children eating in this one. Just a smidge.
The Gilbert bit where he has to find all the things. That was like what they did in the first film.
Yeah.
Is they had to like hunt down all the stuff to make the potion to kill the children. And they were like, we just want them to perform, have a good time, you know? So they passed that off Billy and Gilbert.
Yeah. So that's it. That's what it was. If it could have, it doesn't need, they wrote one draft or two drafts of the script. They knew what they had. They knew what they needed. They just wanted scenes where their Sanderson sisters are back. Bette Midler is signed on. They're all into it. So just come up with something and we'll.
I was just happy. It just seemed like I can forgive a lot because the three actresses looked like they genuinely had a fun time. Like I don't know what their personal relationships are like, but I don't think you can fake that. Like they just look like they were doing really so much fun.
That was really cool too.
That was probably my favorite part. Just their chemistry.
That's why I was like, we didn't need Gilbert.
We don't need. Well, the movie is like it's like almost 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a little long in the tooth. They could have like chopped 20 minutes minimum, I think.
I mean, really, Tony Hale should have been like,
he should have been the main character.
Yeah, he was great.
He should have been.
They should have paired Tony Hale with the boyfriend. Like that would have been fun.
But what about this? How funny would it have been if like the spirit, the ghost of the reverend, possessed Tony Hale?
Oh my God, that would have been great.
Like, why don't you do that? You know why you don't do that? Because Disney's like, we're not paying you to write. We're just paying you to put some words on a script, and we're gonna take this.
That was a great idea.
Those are some fighting words, Sean.
They are strong fighting words. That's what the second and third act of the movie feel like, though. You even said as much.
Yeah. The first act, it goes like first, second word. Yeah. I mean, third.
Strong first act, and then they gave up, and we're like,
goodbye.
They came out singing, and then they're like, who are they performing for? And they were like, you. And I was like, oh, so good.
So good.
You guys sang that so well.
So we don't need to. Is there anything else?
I don't really
enjoyed it. Worth the 30-year wait.
Yeah, and I would watch it again for sure.
I'm gonna every time I watch Hocus Pocus.
That I think is the biggest accomplishment is that it's like, oh, I don't feel like I'm gonna be miserable because there are movies that like.
I like that miserable is your threshold.
I can't. I can't think of a good example, which sucks. But like, there are movies where it's like, 30 years later, we made a sequel. And you wanted it to be great, but it wasn't great. And then it's kind of like, I don't want to have to watch this one and think about that one. But Hocus Pocus 2 joins the ranks of Top Gun Maverick, where you can now feel happy that you're
Bill
30
and
apart. In Bill and Ted.
We've had a couple really fun ones.
So there have been some better examples. I can't think of a bad example. Maybe there are no bad examples.
No, there
this
is.
Again is just
I just can't think of it. Because I feel like you and I have had this conversation. We're like, why did they make that?
Yeah.
But now I can't. So. Remember.
That's it.
That's it.
Is that all we have to say?
Do you have things to say?
No, I've said enough in the first episode. I think I've said more than enough this time around.
I'm good. Like,
you're good?
I'm ready
Alexis,
for
anything?
I loved it.
It's a HP3, big thumbs up from everybody. Yeah, do another one.
The sequel.
Sure.
How old are the ladies now?
Probably in their 50s.
I would think
Bette Midler,
some of them
I think,
plus.
Is older. Yeah. Or plus. They're plus.
Well, Sarah's
they're
probably
so,
on the younger
so old,
side.
They're not even an age. They're just a plus.
But no, that's
they
rude.
Look great.
Oh, yeah.
So Bette Midler is 75, 76 when she shot this.
She can
probably.
Move.
Yeah, she was.
Dang.
I mean, she was really, like, you could hear it in her voice, but she was still moving. She was still having a great time.
Oh, also, the selfie bit. Yeah. What a great moment.
And that's right. When they all pose.
Take a selfie. There's the duck face with SGP.
That was great.
So good.
It's funny. So it goes oldest to youngest. It's Bette is 76. And then Kathy is 65, and then Sarah is 55. So they're decade apart, each of them.
That's amazing.
So in the beginning, if she turns 16, SJP wouldn't even been born.
No, not in real life.
This is not real. This is, sorry.
That's yeah. right.
This is not really.
Welcome
I'm
back.
I'm getting too serious now.
Stop using that Sean logic on things.
Like, you need to take these glasses off.
Please stop. Please stop. There was big Sanderson sister energy, and I appreciated it, and they mm-hmm. were committed, and there was no sign of, like, you know, they may be older, but it felt yeah. like that same energy and love yeah. and excitement they had
they
in the first
movie. They were doing
it
for the fans.
They you were, and they was not time. Cashed in. It felt no. like felt like if the script cashed in a little bit and maybe the production design yeah. and some other elements did, they did not. They no. were here. Well, they were
like
committed.
That bit where they would be like, who's your favorite? Is it me? Am I your idol? It's like, they knew. We were all watching
they knew.
It for
yes.
them.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. everyone has their favorite Sanderson.
That's right.
Wait, what's your favorite Sanderson? Who
oh.
are you?
Winnie.
Yeah, Winnie's still my favorite.
Yeah. Who's your
Fun
favorite?
Fact.
I mean, SJP.
Yeah. so good.
They were all great. They all had little moments. Like, I remember yeah. loving Bette Midler in the first one and not really caring so much about the other two, but all three of them were great in this one.
Yeah.
So, more credit to them.
And they love each other.
Yeah, they love each
oh, and
other.
The little Roombas, guys.
Oh. Oh, the Roombas were great. Yes, they were great.
She took off on a Swiffer jet.
Yes, that was fantastic. Walgreens paid some decent money to make uh-huh. a weird cameo in this movie. We have to go to Walgreens. Ah, yeah. Walgreens is open at all hours.
Yeah, and even the mayor was like, I ended up at Walgreens.
Yeah, that was very, very strange. And
I bet it'll pay off for them.
Yes, yeah, I think I'm in sure. spades they will be getting lots of trick-or-treaters mm-hmm. looking for Sanderson sisters
trying
in their aisles.
Trying to drink that baby face lotion. Yum.
Okay, well. Good. I'm glad we're all happy. And I guess our ratings. Well, how many Sanderson sisters would you give it, with one being the lowest, five being the highest? Sarah?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, that's what you gave Hocus Pocus.
Oh,
I remember
because
I'm
no.
the only one yeah. who did the research.
I don't remember.
You haven't changed.
How do you feel, Alexis?
I'm going to go four, too.
Oh, all right. So yeah. she said five last time.
I just
and now
yeah,
she said four.
What did you say last
time? I gave Hocus Pocus one and a half.
Oh, my God.
I'll give this
get
one
out.
Three.
Oh, get out of here. We're insane. Just done
know,
with you.
I know. I'm so sorry. That's a pretty impressive
that's a good jump.
Improvement yeah. from the first one. So I will say that much. This is great. Let's meet again in 4 years for
it.
Hocus Pocus 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a lot in the first episode. I just want to say we talked about doing idle hands, which I hadn't seen at the time, but I have seen now, unfortunately. Sarah sat me down to watch that. There was another one we were talking about doing in that episode, and I can't remember, but I know we were talking about Barbie because I know you,
yes.
Sarah, for some reason
is
really angry at the Barbie movie.
It's just not for me, guys. I'm yeah. sorry.
It is Ryan Gosling. He can do no
Ryan
wrong.
Gosling, Greta Gerwig, Noah Baumbach is writing with her.
He looks so strange with blonde hair and tanned skin. It feels weird
to me. I
don't
even know
who
you are anymore. These are all the reasons I want to see the movie. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for the Ken underwear alone.
Oh, God.
Social media shout outs. Social media.
Nope.
Well, I'll tell you guys where you can find me. All you Hocus Pocus fans who can't wait to hear more about my opinions, I'm at Yay Sean Dorman on Twitter, which I really have not been using lately. Sorry, Twitter.
I just don't. I have it. I just don't use it. Does
yeah,
that count?
I'm out there. If you know. Talk to me on Twitter, I'll talk to you. I'm also on Letterboxd. It's Sean Dorman 05 on Letterboxd. You'll see the three stars.
I think we recorded this
too late
at night.
It's 10:12 on a weeknight. Thank you both. What a delight
thank
to do
you.
This again. I had a blast. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We will see you at the movies.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.